joined now by Paul McNamara, Vice President and COO of McNamara Cutler Communications, a broadcast company that owns some 1,300 radio stations nationally. But we're here to talk about winning the war on terror using American culture. And, Paul, you call it why fight the Americans when you can be one?
Phil, in a nutshell, that's exactly what we're talking about. The Middle East has been a hotbed of violence for too long. And unfortunately, our American men and women in uniform are at risk. I propose we fight these people over there using the one weapon that they are defenseless against, and it is our strongest weapon, and that is American culture. And what do I mean by American culture? Phil, I mean our music, our dress, our films, our magazines, our books, our television shows. I spent a couple of weeks in Egypt back in the 1980s with my wife. We were on a church tour, and I saw people over there. And you really have to see them to believe them. The people of the Middle East are incredibly primitive. They're good people, but they're primitive. They have no real clean water to bathe in. They're living as if it's in the 13th century. And so you pull a Frank Sinatra record out or show them a Sylvester Stallone videotape, and they literally will swarm all over you because they're thirsting for everything American. And that's why we say, why fight the Americans when you can be one? And another example I would give you, Phil, is have you ever been to a foreign country and pulled out a pack of American cigarettes?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Actually, when I was in China, yeah.
And what do they do?
They like American smokes.
You bet they do. They swarm all over you. They crawl all over top of you, and they're primitive people, and they're not used to civilized ways of behaving. And I'll tell you now, I plan on telling President Bush this, those people in the Middle East are so backward, and they're so in need of the basic American amenities. They need water, they need shampoo, but I'll tell you what else they need. They need a little Christina Aguilera record, and I swear, my daughter Kimberly has enough Britney Spears CDs to take down the Syrian government. I mean that because the average man in Syria who thinks he's a man, they put a real premium on what they call manhood over there, but you promise him a meeting with Britney Spears and he becomes a gushing, slobbering child. So what we're saying in essence is we've got a real opportunity here because these are some very primitive people. These ragheads are basically living back in the 13th century. They're doing everything that some mullah tells them to do or some this guy called Allah. And what they're doing is, living in a time and in a place that is not very exciting. Everybody wants to be an American. There's no doubt that's kind of a given. Why not make the people of the Middle East Americanize to the point they don't want to fight us any longer?
Well, you've proposed the cabinet-level office of culture.
That is correct, yes.
And that would, in effect, do what?
Well, it would do what we should have done, recognize American culture as our strongest weapon, stronger than any atomic bomb, certainly, and start flooding the market over there with American radio and television. Our initial plan is to set up a series of radio stations in the west of Iraq and along the Kuwait border that will start broadcasting 24/7 American music and product announcements. And Phil, that part of the world is heavily influenced by a very conservative form of Islam. They tend to frown on Western music and Western dress. So that would put the kids at odds with the adults. And the adults, the kids are thirsting for it. Once you get those Arab kids dancing to some of our, some of our hip-hop or this band that I love, this Matchbox 20, and wearing our clothes, I mean, the minute one of those old Islamic priests comes along, or what they call a mullah, the young people will tell them, hey, you, get out of here, okay, because we want American movies, and we want American culture. We don't want any of your flim-flam.
All right, we're talking with Paul McNamara, whose idea is to flood the Middle East with American culture, songs, films, music. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Paul about, now you called them ragheads. That's a little harsh, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is, but you understand one thing, Phil, that they are a very primitive people. They don't have the things that we have in America. They don't have the running water and the flushing toilets and the automobiles, and they don't have the amenities that we have, the highways and the great service industries that we've got, and they thirst for this. If there's anything that the people in the Middle East want, they want what we got, and that's all of the American. And we're so culturally advanced compared to these, I call them ragheads. You can call them Middle Easterners or the Middle Eastern ragheads, the towel wrappers. So let's use this power toward a more peaceful world. and let's stop the violence when we can show them a Sylvester Stallone movie and they will abandon Islam. Show them a Frank, you play a Frank Sinatra record, and instead of making a woman wear a bag over her head or wearing a veil over her face, he'll take that veil off and that bag off and say, honey, let's get to it. That's the way people of the world, that's the way they did it in Europe after World War II when they got a good taste of American culture. That's the way they did it in Asia after the Vietnam War when they got a good taste of American culture. And that's what they're going to do in the Middle East once they get a good, why not start now? And we can get these people doing what we want them to do, and we're not going to sacrifice American lives. So that's why we have asked a lot of senior citizens to get involved, because I think they're the start of spreading American culture.
Now, how do you want senior citizens to get involved in this?
Well, what we're asking for is a donation, whatever they can afford, to begin to help facilitate the spreading of American culture, whether it's films and music and dress. That would be, for instance, transporting this and setting up kiosks and setting up shops.
And why senior citizens?
The American senior citizen?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the world today, Phil, and certainly America, it's not in the best of shape, and you really have to look to our senior citizens and say, well, you really dropped the ball a little bit on how our country has evolved, and this is their way of maybe pitching in and cleaning up their mess a little bit, because they're going to be dead someday. And we hope not soon, but someday, and then certainly sooner than most of us, and we're going to ask them, well, why don't you pitch in and clean up the mess you left? And try and help out the world by spreading American culture, because, you know, just like the Vietnamese, Phil, and just like the French in World War II, and just like the British, the Middle Eastern raghead is an American, really, at the heart and soul. There used to be a saying, you know, inside of every Vietnamese is an American screaming to get out. Well, it's true in the with these ragheads. They're Americans, and why kid yourself? If they had a great song like the Matchbox 20, She's So Smooth, and this, and then all of the Santana and everything, oh, boy, I tell you, they would give up all of this nonsense, and they'd start supporting America, and we'd have a much, much better world.
Paul McNamara joining us. You're calling them ragheads. You know, that just...
Well, they don't... You have to understand, back in the days when they were colonizing Africa, Phil, you could say, hey, boy, go get me some water. Hey, boy, go... And they would think it was an honor being called that by an American, because that's what they want to be eventually. You can call them a raghead because it's what they understand. They don't understand if you say, sir, they think that you're an equal and they're not going to respect you. But you say, hey, raghead, hey, boy, they're going to respect you. I know it sounds harsh, but it's really something that is proven very effective by American missionaries, American business people down through the years. Say, hey, boy, hey, raghead. It's harsh, but you say, hey, you, raghead, let me show you how to really live. And you whip out a poster of Christina Aguilera, and his tongue's going to fall out of his head. He's going to drool like a St. Bernard looking at that. And he's going to take that Koran he's got, and he's going to throw that thing like a 50-yard Johnny Unitas pass right into the Red Sea or whatever they've got down there. So that's what we're talking about. Let's fight them with what we got. They love our jeans, they like our shoes.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I've often thought. Some people in this world don't look all that great in American jeans. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you take a guy like in the Middle East who is a devotee of Islam, and he's going to get into a pair of jeans.
Well, we don't care how they look. If the guy is into Islam that heavy, then that means he wants to stick women in bags, chop off hands, or whatever the...
Not Islam?
Well, the form that they practice over there, sure. And so, put him into a pair of jeans, get him into a pair of American sneakers, get him into a tank top, give him an iPod, give him a Walkman, and give him some internet access, and this guy, he won't even remember how to spell Allah, let alone who the guy was. We found in our research that you can go over there to the land of sand with a pocket full of M&Ms and Wrigley's gum, and you can get about a dozen of these ragheads to switch to Jesus in a heartbeat. And like I said, they'll think Muhammad is the name of a wide receiver for the Vikings, is what I've always said. It's kind of a joke, you know, and I really mean that. And so what you'll really want to do is just kind of influence them that way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Paul McNamara with us, an Office of Culture. Get over there and tell the ragheads that, and he's called them raghead, and I don't know whether that's appropriate or not, that really, since they everybody in the world is an American, basically, you know, inside of everybody's an American screaming to get out. Why not fight the war of terror using American culture? Cars, books, films, jeans, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Matchbox 20, whatever the hell. And they will abandon Islam and they will abandon the interests of terror immediately. The only thing of it is it sounds just a little ugly American to me. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with him, Paul McNamara, and his idea is basically the program called Why Fight the Americans When You Can Be One. This is a proposing an office of culture where we export American culture instead of exporting American weapons. In other words, instead of fighting the Middle Easterner terrorists, we give them American culture and they'll be so blown away by it. You're also proposing that senior citizens help spread, if you will, through their financial aid, American culture, because they've screwed the world up?
Well, I don't think, Phil, that we want to say American senior citizens have screwed the world up so much as we want to say that the world isn't really a whole lot better off since they came into the world and sort of took charge and left us with what they've got. I mean, and that's why I say...
Well, you've said that they can donate money to clean up their mess.
Well, there is a little bit of a mess that the seniors can help us clean up. But let me tell you about Monkey See, Monkey Do. The Raghead team is going to do whatever American teens do. We send our teens over to the Middle East to, you know, you could pass out Adam Sandler DVDs, Gap clothes, hamburger coupons. Those three things alone can turn anybody American. And remember, Phil, no matter where they live in this world, everybody wants to be an American. Not everybody can be one, though. We are very fortunate that we are part of the chosen 250 million, if you want to call it, the chosen few. But these raghead teens are going to do with it.
And you have no problem calling them ragheads.
No, I don't have a problem calling them ragheads because that's what they're used to being called. And at some point when we are able to civilize them a little bit and put them into a suit of clothes and get them out of the trees, if you will.
And you don't find that racist, saying get them out of the trees?
No, not with the Middle Easterners. I've been there. You have not. And I can tell you they are people who swarm all over you. They crawl all over you when you pull out a camera. They crawling all over you like they're crawling all over you like ants when you pull out a pack of American cigarettes, as I mentioned to you. Now, the raghead doesn't mind that because that's what they are used to being called. But once we're able to civilize them, get them into a suit of clothes, get them into some shoes, and get them enjoying some of our hip-hop, then they're going to think that, as I said, Muhammad is just some guy that lives down the street who is angry at the police all the time. They won't care, and that's what I'm really trying to sell here, and that's why we want to get this Office of Culture and get the senior citizens involved, because seniors, we love all of you as our parents and as our grandparents, but you really left us a mess, and we want you to maybe pitch in and clean your mess up and send some money out to us to help do this. Our American seniors are the ones who need to pony up a little bit with the finances. Our generation's taking care of business, so I think the seniors can take care of the finances on this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Daniel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Go ahead, Daniel.
I think that the mess that the senior citizens have left really is a mess of racial prejudice, and we can honestly see here is that it's honestly been carried on and has not been stopped yet.
Well, you're wrong about that, Daniel. There's no racial prejudice here. I'm talking about...
Oh, raghead is not a racial prejudice.
No, it's not. It's a comment on a backward culture.
And you're the person who can honestly define what racially prejudice is and is not.
Well, can I just say this? I think that raghead is a comment on a culture, a backward culture. That's not about race. It's not about blood. It's not about pigmentation of skin. It's about a backward culture of people that choose to be called raghead, really. They want to be called camel jockey. What we're trying to do is civilize them to the point where they are going to be proud Americans and they're going to be friends as opposed to being our enemies.
So we should give them products instead of education.
Well,
that's the smarter thing to do. You shouldn't educate and expand the mind and let them have a voice in the
Let me ask you, if you go over to any of these towns, I've been over there, all right, what are they doing in the discotheques? They're dancing to American music. What are they selling in the bazaar? They're selling black market DVDs. What are they selling? They're selling jeans. You can sit there and educate them if you want to, Dan. You're just going to bore them to tears. What they want is what we got. And that's American culture in the form of film, television, radio, clothes, books, these things that they really want. And sit there and talk to them about culture and talk to them, educate them. You know what they do to people like that? They wind up killing them. They wind up putting a sword through them or whatever they got.
No,
Daniel, I own 1,300 radio stations. I'm on the pulse of American lingo and American culture. And for a young man, you're not really on the mark. And I need for you to understand that.
I actually lived in the Middle East for a good 8 years, and I know a lot about
that?
It. And
well,
people
is that your ace in the
definitely
hole?
Love
that out
like
now?
Education. If you educate people's children, this will expand their minds instead of holding such biases that
all right,
you hold.
I can tell you this much. If you stand there in front of a classroom and you start talking to these people, Daniel, and I pull out a Britney Spears CD, who do you think is going to have the audience? I think we know the answer to that, all right? It's better for me to show them what an American woman looks like as opposed to what they've got over there. And I don't mean any offense to the Arab women, but they're certainly not women who have been privy to the 20th century amenities to grooming. Daniel, you said you're a former raghead with a good American accent?
I'm not a former raghead, and I really do detest that.
You're Jewish?
I'm Jewish, and I'm calling and complaining about a bias that I think is untrue,
right.
Even though side it seems to be on opposing sides, because I do not hold any racial prejudice against anyone.
Being a Jew, you ought to. These Arabs want to, you know what they want to do, don't you? I mean, and so what we're trying to do is why...
No, it's not what they want to do at all, you know? It's more of what...
See, the Jews, it's American lingo, Daniel. Maybe your Jewish background has held you back, but what we want to do is, so they don't go over and start butchering up more of the Israelis, is give them a little bit of that, what's that great, the cold pack, have you heard them?
Coldplay.
Play a little bit of that. You're gonna see a smile come across that greasy, swarthy face.
Oh, they're gonna understand English with their education. They're gonna understand the singer of Coldplay has had a bad childhood, and they're gonna understand those psychological views, because I am a fan of Coldplay.
I'll tell you right now.
They're gonna understand the interpreting of Coldplay.
If I whip out a Coldpack or a Coldplay CD, and you're whipping out, you're trying to lay on them all that education. I whip out Coldplay. Who do you think they're gonna be standing there? They're gonna follow me out the door.
They're gonna
swarm you. They crawl
education.
All over you like ants.
Any child at first at
they
the age
crawl
of
all over you like maggots
10,
when you pull out
the
an American
age of 10 is not going to like education, but they're going to grow
Look, what does
to
a
love
maggot
them
do?
As they get older.
If you throw out garbage, what's a maggot do? It goes to
everything with you is maggot, raghead. I mean,
no, I'm just telling you how people act.
All right, look, Daniel, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Paul McNamara on American culture and how it's a much better weapon. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi.
I'd like to ask this gentleman, what is his ethnic background?
I'm Scotch-Irish.
Oh, so if I called you Potato Head, would you like that?
Potato Head? I've never heard that term. I think I said
you like,
made
up. Because of the potato famine, why all the Irish came to America?
No, doesn't ring a bell. And see, here's the thing. Most people don't know what you're talking about when you say Potato Head. I say Raghead, they know immediately what I'm talking about.
Well,
you said a Raghead, a double-double from in and out, or maybe you save another train bombing.
You're pretty clever. You're a very clever man.
Well, I'm not trying to be clever so much as I'm a salesman. And selling is what I've been all about my entire life. Why should we have violence when we can sell to those people American culture that is something obviously they want? As I said to the other young man, they're selling our movies, they're selling our DVDs and all of this in their bazaars and wherever they, you know, their towel heads when they have that snake coming out of the basket.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Can I get a word in?
I'm here to educate.
All right, let me ask you a question.
You got to let Robert talk, though. And I tell you what, Robert, I got to take a break, but you hang on, all right?
I'll hold on.
And I'll let you, and you too.
Well, if this guy thinks he's going
to... Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. How do we fight the war on terror? Educate those ragheads with our American culture. They don't need to be fighting us. They don't want to fight us if they get a Sylvester Stallone movie. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Paul McNamara on the line. We're going back to Robert. Paul believes in a new office, a new cabinet post, which would be the Secretary of Culture, and that would help us fight the terrorists with culture. And I want to go back to Robert here.
Phil, I just want to mention one thing, if I could. Don't think we haven't done some research on this, because a lot of the people I'm talking to here think that we've, I don't think they think we've done our research, but we had a group go to a mosque, and we watched their little ceremony that they do there, and as we watched, we switched their sandals for a good pair of leather penny loafers. So when they came out, we said, look, just get into these shoes. Now, these were American-made leather penny loafers, and we sat back and we watched them, and they were like, they were absolutely thrilled, but it was like watching cripples who had just learned how to walk. And so the same thing goes with dancing as well. If you put on some, and I got right here just my daughter's CD player here. You can hear that, Phil? Can you hear that?
Britney Spears.
Yeah. When you put this on over... You go over to where the ragheads live, and you put this music on, and they look like a bunch of cripples. They love to dance, but they look like they're doing the robot, you know, because they're stiff in the hip area, and they're staggering around like Frankenstein, because they don't know how to dance. But I'm telling you, expose them to enough American culture, and they will.
All right, let's go back to Robert here. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I'd just like to know, is there a website where we could find out about all of these brilliant observations?
Is there a website? Yes. As a matter of fact, there is. I'd be happy to give it to you. www. All right. Are you writing it down?
Yeah, I'm writing. I'm writing
okay.
Right now.
All right. It's www. Dot generation.
Okay.
Dot net.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
All right. And that'll give you some ideas.
Can I say one thing without an interruption?
Go right ahead, sir.
I'm an American Muslim. I converted, and I do wear penny loafers. And I bought them myself.
You're kidding, right? Are you kidding?
No, I'm very serious.
You're a Muslim?
Yes, I am.
You sound like one of the dead end kids, and I mean that as a compliment.
No, I'm from New York.
Yeah, you sound like a New York guy.
I am.
So why'd you do that? Because the reason why I say that is because what's going to happen over the next, say, 50 years, we're going to give them more American culture, and they're going to be abandoning a lot of these ancient... I'm not saying that Islam is wrong, Phil.
Well, that's the way it sounds to me. You know, you're calling, they're going to think Muhammad is another tight end for the Vikings. Isn't that insulting?
Well, the religion as it's practiced over there. Now, this guy says he's Islam. You're practicing the American Islam?
There is no American Islam.
Well, the one they do over there is some kind of hybrid. It's crazy. They're cutting off hands. They're putting women in bags. You don't do that, do you?
No.
All right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. And no. Once we can send a message, you don't bag women, okay? Not that way, anyway. I used to bag girlfriends, but not like that. And this is what we're... You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're a brilliant guy.
Let me ask you something, Ralph. When I put this music on... Do you dance to it? Do you dance?
Talking to me?
Yes, sir. Do you dance?
No, but I am a musician.
Well, you ought to learn how to dance. It's funny to watch a lot of the ragheads dance for the first time. They don't know how to do it, but they sure are glad that they're listening to this.
Let me ask you, what comedy club are you playing in?
Hey, what's the deal? Let me ask you something. What's the deal with the penny and the loafers?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you know what? I bet your eyes lit up the first time you saw a gal's leg without a bag over it. Wait a second. I'm not trying to...
See, all you're doing is you're angering people. Is
I'm not
that
angering
what you want?
Anybody.
No. I'm talking to the guest. You're angering people. Is that what you want to do?
No, I most certainly do not, Mr. Henry.
Well, that's what you're doing. When you say to people, raghead this and...
Well, I'm not talking about this guy. This guy's an American. I'm talking about the ragheads who live over there without any flushing toilets. Why is he taking that personally? I'm not even talking about him. You got an answer for that, Robert? No.
No, I don't.
All right.
All right, Robert, thank you.
Robert, have you ever seen your mother's face? Oh, is he gone?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, maybe they bagged that early.
Yeah. Here is Ralph. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, Phil, I have some input here for your guest. The reason the Arabs or the Middle Easterners don't like us is exactly because of our culture. So when you go try to push it on them, you're just going to make it worse.
No, wrong.
They think
wrong.
Our women are whores.
That's
and
wrong. They want our
men.
They want it. They're buying it.
Because all they know
about it. You don't know anything about it. You haven't been to that part of the world. They're buying our DVDs. They're buying our CDs.
Young people might be.
They're not part of the culture? Oh, excuse me. Who are you talking about?
They're not the religious fanatics.
Well, those guys,
the young people aren't part of the religious fanatics.
That's what I'm talking about. See, so the religious fanatics are going to get voted out.
They don't want to go that way. They want to keep things the way it is.
Well, it's too bad. It's a young man's world.
It's
a young man's world, and so they're going to listen to the young people. The old people, come on. The Arab man would cut off an arm to have a Tom Cruise haircut. The Arab woman would cut off one of her, whatever she's got.
How old are you?
What's that?
Well, like, Terry,
I'm more in tune with the Arab street than you are. You're sitting there talking about some bearded mullah who's picking the rats out of his beard. I'm talking about the kids who want to listen to Britney Spears and want to dance to the great music that we have, the Matchbox 20 or what have you. And you want to sit here, what?
Well,
talking about worried about some guy with a towel on his head?
I don't care if you're 20 or 40. You're an idiot. You sound like an idiot. You're just an idiot.
You can call me a name if you want to, but I'm rich. Where are you?
I'm rich.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. See, so I'm out making money, pal. I'm not sitting there picking cigarette butts up.
Well, if you've got money because it was given to you, you haven't earned it.
Do you know how to dance? Probably not. What does it do to you when you hear something like that? You're going to throw your Quran, you're going to throw your sandals and your towel into the river, man.
Why don't you think about it a little bit?
Well, you didn't make a point.
By the way,
you just called me an idiot.
I'm American, and I'm all for what Bush has done and all that and everything.
You're an American?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it I'm supposed to think about? You think you made a point here?
Well, you're supposed to think about, you're supposed to
look,
think about...
Look, a raghead would rather go around
talking
around
about?
A raghead would rather go around with arms and legs as long as they can press play on the American-made MP3 player. Look, I could take the arms right off of a raghead. As long as he's got his tongue, he can start that MP3 player and listen to this. He'd love it.
Jesus!
What, Jesus what?
Thanks, Phil. I'm done with this guy.
Hey, you know something? What you should do is take that rear end brace off and go out and dance with a woman this time. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. By the way, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Right now I'm sitting down to dinner.
Sitting down in a restaurant?
You can call it a restaurant if you want to, Phil. We do go to a buffet line and we get our food.
Where are you? Are you in a restaurant or?
I'm eating dinner.
Where?
I can tell you that I am eating dinner right now in a state-run facility.
Okay, are you in prison?
I'm at the men's colony in Chino, yes, sir.
What, are you on a cell phone?
I'm using a payphone, yeah.
So you're in prison?
Yes, sir, I am. And the reason why, if I could make this point, is because that I was involved with a business partner who did not file a lot of the paperwork we needed filed for a Nevada corporation we were setting up, and as a result, he's out right now, I think he's driving a brand new Silver Cloud, and I'm in here.
So you're in prison?
I'm dining right now with a guy named Snake and a man named Gloria, and my name's Mary. That's a joke. I mean, I hope it isn't Mary, but, you never know what happens here. It's my first night in the yard, I'm in general population. So I may be a little sore tomorrow.
So that cat is in prison. So there you go. That, as they say, consider the source. The ragheads want to push the MP3 player with their tongue. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again.